opportunity so that they can skip the middleman, in other words, the U.S. Oil companies, and get oil for less money, that we're willing to do that. That's the first time he's ever offered to do that.
But U.S. officials consider Chavez to be a left-wing troublemaker in Latin America. Federal officials proposing new gas mileage standards for some SUVs and light trucks. Jeffrey Runge of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says a lot of compromises have been made.
Now, our engineers and scientists at NHTSA have used the best science and technology to build what we think is a better mousetrap, one that's going to save this country billions of gallons of gasoline.
But environmentalists say the new standards don't go far enough. Prosecutors in Idaho say they'll file paperwork tomorrow formally seeking the death penalty for Joseph Duncan. He's the man accused of murdering three members of a family and kidnapping two of their children for sex. Kootenai County Prosecutor Bill Douglas says Duncan will get a fair trial.
This individual is presumed to be innocent throughout the proceedings, and we're going to let a jury of 12 good and decent Idahoans decide this case.
The 42-year-old convicted sex offender arrested in July when restaurant workers recognized him with one of the children. This is CNN Radio News.
Rose Bynum, a scientist at GlaxoSmithKline, on a company with bigger responsibilities.
I believe we have to do more than just develop drugs. We have to try to help people who need them get them. I couldn't work for a company that didn't believe the same thing. I've been at GSK 17 years. Believe me, we're here to help everyone.
To learn about our access programs, call 1-888-825-5249. GlaxoSmithKline.
Attorney.
CEO.
Eighth grader.
Publisher.
Retired.
No matter what the occupation or age, people who suffer from alcohol and drug addiction are all in the same boat. But with treatment, you can make it to solid ground. At any point, no matter how old or young you are, you can choose to get treatment. And through treatment comes recovery.
You can do it!
Mommy, mommy!
Come on!
We'll help you.
I made it. I really made it.
For drug and alcohol information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Add Google to the growing list of companies hoping to handle your instant messaging needs. The internet search engine hoping to compete with similar services offered by America Online, Yahoo, and Microsoft. New study from the University of California suggesting that fetuses probably don't feel pain until about the 28th week of pregnancy. But Douglas Johnson of the National Right to Life Committee questions the politics behind the research.
This study originated with a pro-abortion activist center at the University of California, San Francisco, which is itself involved in promoting abortion, developing new methods of late abortion, and so forth.
Other researchers believe fetuses may feel pain as early as 20 weeks. Looks like Tropical Storm Jose will not be our next hurricane. Forecasters say the 10th tropical storm of the season now appears to be breaking up over the mountains of central Mexico. However, another tropical depression is formed, this one over the Bahamas, and a tropical storm or hurricane watch could be posted for parts of southern Florida tonight. This is news from CNN Radio. Michael Jackson not going to jail, but our Jim Roop says the mother of his accuser might be.
The five-count complaint alleges that while the woman claimed to be indigent and collected nearly $19,000 in welfare payments, she received a $150,000 settlement against a department store and had been receiving money from her boyfriend to pay her rent. The woman refused to answer questions about the alleged welfare fraud during Jackson's child molestation trial, but the defense did bring forth evidence about the settlement while receiving welfare payments. The woman was a key witness for the prosecution against Jackson. Many jurors said her lack of credibility on the witness stand was a major factor in their not guilty verdict. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
And police are charging the former superintendent of a suburban Chicago school system with theft. They're accusing Thomas Ryan of stealing everything from milk money to library fees. They say they've confiscated nearly $750,000 from his house. So much cash, they had to carry it out in laundry baskets. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stephanie, start your day on the Mike 92.1.
I'm Mark Riley, and on Wednesday's Morning Edition, we'll answer some of the mysteries plaguing the universe, like what happened to the media coverage of Karl Rove, Vanity Fair's Michael Wolff knows, and what's the real deal with the economy. We'll ask former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, and of course, we all want to know what the future holds for Mark Maron, so we'll hear from future Mark.
Morning Edition from 5 to 8 on the Mike 92.1. Streaming at the Mike921.com.
My dad can hold his breath underwater for 5 minutes.
My dad can eat a whole jalapeno pepper in one bite. Get out!
Kids who spend time with their fathers are less likely to get in trouble or fail in school. Be there for your kids. Give them someone to brag about. It takes a man to be a dad.
My dad can smash a soda can with his head.
No way.
Uh-huh. I saw him do it. Then we took him to the hospital.
Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information. A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. Online at themic921.com.
My name is Mike Malloy. Welcome to the program. This is Air America Radio. Phone number here if you'd like to call in tonight and chat. Phone number is 866-303-2270. It's a toll-free number. Fred emailed me earlier today. He said, Mike, I just emailed the Army recruiter here in Houston advising them to head to Crawford this weekend to set up a booth near the pro-Bush, pro-war people. I think they could get one or two there. They can't all be chicken hawks, right? Yeah, there are a couple of talk show hosts. Did you see this half-wit on, what's his name? Can't think of his name. Some white guy from California and some white woman from California. Both of them allegedly are radio talk show hosts. And they're taking another a caravan, I guess, of people to Crawford to spit on the veterans and urinate on the flag and desecrate the little memorial area there and call Cindy Sheehan a whore, I guess. God, I hate these people. Where do we live? Huh? Where do we live? I'll get to Pat Robertson in a second. Oh, my God. Late today, I saw some video of Norman Mineta, who I believe is a Democrat. He's also in the Bush cabinet, Secretary of Transportation, right? Secretary of Transportation. Yeah. He said the Bush administration has informed automakers they must modestly improve fuel standards for pickup trucks, minivans, and some SUVs by 2011. These sons of bitches. Don't you just hate them? Don't you just hate them? Yeah, somebody in the administration said, oh, well. Now, of course, environmentalists and normal people have been advocating this for, oh, I don't know, what, 30 years? Even back in the 70s when the auto industry said, no, we can't do it. We can't improve fuel efficiency because it'll cost too much and we'll all go broke. So the Japanese did it for them, and Detroit was right. They're on the verge of going broke. But it wasn't because they improved fuel efficiency. It's because they said, no, we can't do it. We'll go broke. Now, this crap that was dumped into media today, it's crap. It's garbage. It's just, I don't know what it is. Acid reflux, a great big globus of undigested nonsense. The Bush crime family says that increasing... I can't even do the story. It's just asinine. It's just asinine. Increasing the mileage. What are they looking for? 6% increase? I don't even know if that's fleet-wide. 6%. So what would that be? If a vehicle gets 20 miles a gallon right now, it'd have to get 21.2 by 2011? Anyway, Mineta said the improvements are part of the Bush administration's plan to make the U.S. less dependent on foreign fuel. Right. It's also going to lower the price at the pump. Yeah, come 2011 when it's $9 a gallon, this will drive it down to $8.93. Oh, it just never stops, does it? Mineta said, this is a plan that will save gas and result in less pain at the pump for motorists without sacrificing safety. What? What the hell does that mean? Oh, that's right. SUVs are supposed to be so safe because they're so huge. The fact that they're more dangerous than a two-seater sports car is beside the point. Never mind. Don't look over there. Look over here. The spokesman for the Union of Concerned Scientists said the so-called fuel economy improvement, quote, would do virtually nothing, nothing to reduce our dependence on oil or to address high fuel costs. Nothing.
Under the proposed rules, each truck type would have to meet certain benchmarks for fuel economy by 2011. Those specific numbers are expected to be released next year. But manufacturers will be required to introduce less thirsty vehicles beginning in 2008.
It's like less thirsty vehicles. Isn't that the kind of thing that you write for a six-year-old? Billy, Susie, come here. Mommy's SUV is thirsty. Let's give it a drink. This was in the L.A. Times, for Christ's sake. This is a staff writer for the Times using that kind of language? Manufacturers will be required to introduce less thirsty vehicles beginning in 2000. It's just an outrage. I hate being a Democrat. I hate being a Democrat. The CEO of Diebold, the Christian Reconstructionist movement that wants to destroy democracy with their horrible machines, they've hired former Democratic National Committee Chairman Joe Andrew. Huh? I have no idea who it is, but that's what it says here. That's what it says here. They have hired former Democratic National Committee Chairman Joe Andrew to go on a 50-state ambassadorship for electronic voting. The CEO of Diebold, some murderous thug named Odell, said he wanted to frame some of the issues, reframe the issues. So this Democrat is our man. He's going to reframe the issues. Here's a former Democratic National Committee chairman who has turned into a 10-cent prostitute. Ah, you filthy pig. So you're going to get out there, huh? Former Democratic chairman. And sell this corruption?
His first stop is California, the nation's largest market for voting machines and the place where Diebold's fortunes as the largest supplier of electronic voting machines in the nation could be made or broken. Former DNC chairman Joe Andrew said,
well, even if you have tremendous success every place else, if you can't sell technology in California, you're in trouble. But you see, in California, Diebold can't sell its premier voting machine. Nor can the counties that bought thousands of these things in 2003 use them in elections. Why not? Yeah, why not? Because the election authorities realized how vile and foul and useless they were and said, no, you can't use them. So they've hired a Democrat. Isn't that just like Democrats? God, I hate being a Democrat. I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. Another turncoat, another pig turncoat from the Democratic. Well, I hope that they're paying you a lot, former DNC chairman. What the hell's his name again? Who is this guy? Joe Andrew. Do you know anything about him, Kathy? I don't know anything about him. Oh, well. Democrat, huh? Hope they paid you a lot, you Judas. Uh-oh, according to the Washington Post today, traces of bomb-grade uranium found 2 years ago in Iran came from contaminated Pakistani equipment and do not constitute evidence of a clandestine nuclear weapons program. That's according to a group of U.S. government experts and other international scientists. They've determined that. A senior official who discussed the still-confidential findings on the condition of anonymity because he doesn't want to be assassinated by Pat Robertson said, quote, the biggest smoking gun that everyone was waving is now eliminated with these conclusions, end quote. Well, that's good news. It really is, but it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. The entire world knew that Saddam Hussein didn't have a nuclear weapons program. But isn't it funny? Little traces of bomb-grade uranium that was found by the IAEA inspectors actually came from Pakistan? Scientists from the United States, France, Japan, Britain, and Russia met in secret during the past 9 months to go over data collected by inspectors from the IAEA, according to U.S. foreign officials. Recently, this group, whose existence had not been previously reported, definitively matched samples of the highly enriched uranium with centrifuge equipment turned over by the government of Pakistan. Now, of course, Iran has said forever that the uranium traces were contaminated equipment bought years ago from Pakistan. But the Bush administration said, oh, no, oh, no, you sons of bitches, you're going to make a bomb. We're going to invade you. We're going to invade you. We're going to invade you. So now this group of international scientists say, no, not the case. So does this buy Iran time? Maybe a couple of weeks until the Bush crime family decides they're going to go there anyway.
I went to see the doctor of psychiatry. Weapons of mass destruction finally broke me. He said, act your age, don't be afraid, take two of these. Now listen real hard, put down the guitar. Don't be a retard, be all that you can be.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More talk and more truth are coming up here on The Mike 92.1.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Madison's Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
There is a simmering resentment among many Muslims about America's involvement in Iraq. And it goes a lot deeper than just the fact that we invaded or just the fact that they're there fighting an insurgency or whatever. It really, I think, gets to the root of a religious issue that has been ignored over time.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife, Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter, Marcia, his driver, Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Grateful for you coming to Madison. You keep me informed, you keep me outraged, and you make me hopeful.
This is the Mike 92.1.
Every time we use a homegrown fuel, we'll be going helping our farmers. Someday a president is going to pick up the crop report, and they're going to say we're less dependent on foreign sources of energy.
Got to get away.
21 past the hour. All right, Joe and Pat, or Nick and Patty in New Hampshire sent me something on Joe Andrew here, the former head of the DNC, who has now become a whore for Diebold electronic theft voting. He is the former national chair of the DNC. He was elected in March of 1999. Blah, 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 blah. He's a lawyer, published author, technology expert, father, Democrat activist. He was the youngest DNC national chair in the 152-year history of the party, to which I say, it's all gone to hell now, Joe, because you have become a whore for the most evil force in American politics, and that is Diebold machinery. Hey, remember last Thursday we had the Arab on, and then when was it? When did we have the Jew on? Was that yesterday? And the Arab talk, or the Palestinian talked about the dip dip da, and the Jew talked about dip dip da, right? About the Gaza thing. And I'm still getting emails from real snotty people who keep informing me I was very hard on the Jew and not hard on the Muslim at all, and that you know, I should turn in my whatever it is, certificate says I know anything about the Middle East. The emails just keep coming. That happens all the time. All right. From Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, a few paragraphs here written by Nehemiah Strassler, titled Don't Let the Settlers Fool You. A stranger from Mars who read the newspapers, listened to the radio, and saw the television could conclude that the pullout from Gaza had been carried out under unconceivable duress by a heartless army of conquest that fell on an innocent group of people and dragged them from their homes without preparation, without warning, without compensation, without assistance, and sentenced them to cruel exile with only shirts on their backs. The settlers have the knack of turning themselves into, quote, the robed or the robbed Cossack, end quote. They will always present themselves as the ones who have been wronged, the hapless who have been maltreated, the trampled on minority, even though the truth is the exact opposite. They complain about everything. That no solution was prepared for them, that the temporary housing is not suitable, that the double-wide trailer is too small, that the hotels are too full, and the babies have no pacifiers. They are so concerned about the children, by the way, that only a few days ago they put them smack up front in the struggle. Some of them dressed their children with yellow stars of David and pushed them in front of the cameras. One of them held his baby out a window, and we all trembled to think that he could suddenly drop the baby. With all their arrogance, they did not even attempt to pack their belongings. Let the soldiers do it for them, for they are the lords of the land, and the army is there to serve them. Between complaints, they forgot that until the last minute, and even beyond, that they believed that divine intervention would prevent disengagement. They forgot that since February 2005, when the evacuation compensation law was passed in the Knesset, the head of the disengagement administration and the director general of the prime minister's office ran after them to come and talk, and they refused. In the beginning, the Treasury allocated $3.5 billion Israeli dollars for the evacuees. But they brought lawyers and demands, and in the end, their plots were valued like those in Kiryat Gat. Their houses were valued at $1,000 per square meter, and they received compensation for every year of residence in Gaza, plus a six-month vacation from the state, plus a pension for anyone above 55, plus rent for 2 years. On average, an evacuated family will receive $450,000. Those who lived there almost rent-free for 2 years will receive $150,000. Is there any better investment anywhere? And the article goes on. But, you know, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that the so-called settlers, the ones that were screaming and frothing and foaming at the mouth, were going to receive $500,000 in compensation. Ah, who'd have thunk it? Now, if you want to direct an email about that story, send it to Haaretz, to Nehemia Strassler. Don't send it to me. Robertson, we will play the soundbite for you coming back after this break, but I kind of miss the good old days. When was it? 2 weeks ago, when Robertson was urging his lemmings to pray the Supreme Court justices to an early death. That almost seems sane now. You know, somebody sent us this story last night. We just kind of dropped it in right before we went off the air about Robertson and called for the execution or the assassination of Hugo Chavez. Jesus, all over the news today, huh? What a sick bastard. You know, have you noticed not one single evangelical has come out and condemned this pig? Not one single evangelical. Not one single leader of this sick branch of Christianity that's vile and foul and has taken over the entire religious dogma and turned it into something twisted and evil. Not one of them has stepped out and said, now wait a second, who would Jesus assassinate? I think Pat Robertson went a little bit too far. Not one of these bastards. Not one of them. This is Christianity. Let me tell you something. Christianity is a gutter religion.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Listen on the internet.
Log on to themike921.com. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Green Light on the Environment, brought to you by Cliff Bar. I'm Rachel Maddow. Some promising news about the future of our coral reefs. The reefs are home to a third of all marine species, but three-quarters of them are endangered. Now researchers at the St. Louis World Aquarium have developed a way to make coral grow faster. They expose embryonic coral cells to concentrated salt water, which speeds up the cellular metabolism. More research needs to be done, but marine environmentalists think that this could be a real breakthrough.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
The Al Franken Show, Catherine and Al, America's answer to the lying liars, here on the Mike 92.1.
Mark Chrilansky wrote the book Salt, The World History. This is one of the three books that President Bush has brought to read during vacation, and he's not reading these books.
Salt is actually a very readable book, so it's possible he's reading that one.
Yeah, but they're lying. See, Alexander II, the great czar.
And you know why he might be reading that one? Because that was a czar who sort of, some historians say, fought the first war against global terrorism. and sacrificed many, many people to do so, and lots of people questioned his judgment. Someone had a plan in picking out these books.
Yeah, and I believe firmly that someone will brief him on these books in case in a press conference he's asked about them. Because there was a very embarrassing thing, you know, during the primary campaign for president in 1999-2000, where he was asked at a debate, what book are you reading? And he said, I'm reading a biography of Dean Acheson. There was another debate, and Judy Woodruff was the moderator, and she asked him, what have you learned from the Dean Acheson book you're reading? And he froze. And then he fumfered a little bit and then went into something like, well, I learned that we have to be strong. The country has to be strong. That actually, you have to be strong to keep the peace was something from his like stump speech. So then they went to McCain, who very delightedly talked about Dean Acheson.
Show off.
But you got to know that he's being briefed.
Do you think maybe he's on the treadmill and someone is reading passages to him while he's on the treadmill?
Or no.
Lance Armstrong was when the one on the bike ride was.
No, first
him.
Of all, they gave him some like a summary of the book. Yeah, Condi
briefed
me.
When it rains, it pours.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
So President Harry's big bike ride with Lance Armstrong over the weekend, finally. He's having fun at summer camp, isn't he?
Girl, Lance, have a Tour de Crawford t-shirt. See, it's like the Tour de France without the French part. See, it's clever, get it? Afterwards, we can go swimming in the swimming hole. Then we can build a fort and put cowboys and Indians. Then we can blow up some frogs.
Stephanie Miller.
You're a good rider.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God!
I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he's dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people, they oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Switchboat veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow.
You've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
Conservative cry.
Madison's Progressive Talk.
I'm on the mic listening to the world as it should be.
Mike 92.1.
The Associated Press reports that Venezuela's ambassador to the U.S., Bernardo Alvarez, considered today a good day indeed. It says the day began with word that a prominent American TV preacher is asking the Bush administration to assassinate Venezuela's president. By the end of the day, the Venezuelan embassy's voicemail and email systems had been overloaded with American well-wishers. The ambassador said, quote, you don't have any idea how good I feel with all the support I've got and I keep getting. It keeps coming to us and to all the consulates around the U.S., the Venezuelan government, the media, hundreds of people in this country that are supporting a president who was elected, Alvarez told reporters. That little bit there at the end, a president who was elected, I like that. He waved a stack of papers to reporters that he said was a sampling of hundreds of emails he'd received from Americans angered by Robertson's suggestion. Now, in my saying Christianity is a gutter religion, yeah, I remember when Jesse Jackson, was it Jesse Jackson said that about Judaism? Or no, not Jesse, come on, Mike, it was Farrakhan. It was Jackson who used that terrible term, Haimetown, in reference to New York. But you're known, you know, the tree in your backyard is determined by the fruit it bears, right? If you have a tree in your backyard and it produces peaches, you don't say it's a pear tree. I have yet to hear, I know Jim Wallace. I have yet to hear prominent, and I watch an awful, and Kathy will tell you, this drives her crazy. I will watch some of these television preachers, this Coral Ridge Ministries down in Florida. Oh, what a sick group of thugs that is. Robertson, Falwell, Dobson, all of these people. It is not I who claim they have millions upon millions upon millions of adherents and followers. It is they. The T.D. Jakes thug who comes and blows into Atlanta once a year and removes bukus of money from the terminally stupid who gather in the Omni down here. And is it the Omni? Georgia World Congress Center, whatever the hell it is. You know, and shout and roll their eyes and raise their hands up to the roof for what? I don't know. And then empty their wallets into the trays that keep passing over and over and over again among the, you know, among the sheep. But all of these people disgust me. They really do. So Christianity, maybe I should qualify and say Christianity is a practice in America, or Christianity is practiced by the Catholic Church globally, is a gutter religion. I was brought up in it. I was brought up Baptist. I was brought up Methodist. Almost went to seminary. Well, I shouldn't say almost went, but it was offered to me, a scholarship to go to become a Methodist preacher. But you are known by the fruit you bear, and the fruit being borne by the Christian church in America is poisonous. It's filth. It's garbage. I have never seen a devolution of a religion as quickly as I have seen the absolute destruction of Christianity in my lifetime in this country. It stinks. It is vile and it's foul. And I think anyone who subscribes to the Christian religion that's practiced in this country now is a fool, or worse. Now, you notice I keep saying Christian religion. I'm not talking about the teachings of Christ. I continuously try to make that distinction. True followers, and I shouldn't call him Christ, Jesus. True followers of Jesus, Jesus, Yeshua, true followers would have nothing to do with these sick bastards. But I see millions upon millions upon millions of people raising their arms and swaying like they're having petite mal seizures. You know, their eyes rolling up in their heads. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Give me more. Give me a bigger house. Give me a big... You know, this dominionist Christianity theory is that God rewards the wealthy. God gives... God looks favorably. Not on the poor, not on the sick, not on the helpless, not on the homeless, but on these pigs who devour and suck up and take and steal anything they can get their filthy paws on. And this is supposed to be Christianity? I spit on it. It is vile. Ugly. Hateful. Hate-filled. Robertson calling for the assassination of Chavez is nothing new for this pig. He's blamed gays for divorce. He blamed gay folk for September 11th, for Christ's sake. He hates feminism. He said feminists want to convert women to witches and make them all become lesbians. This sick pig is just a boil on the ass of America. He and his ilk, they all are. They all are. This perversion of the message of Jesus from 2,000 years ago. Love your neighbor like yourself. No. Not do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That's old world. New world, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. That came out of Christ, Jesus' mouth. Not assassinate the ones that have the oil. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. They have made the Christian religion into a gutter religion. It stinks. It's vile. It's horrifying. Bush talks about how God or Christ or the Virgin Irving or somebody whispers in his ear and says, "Go invade countries and kill, butcher!" We have generals. We have flag rank officers who talk about, they see demons in the sky. I'll tell you who we're fighting in Fallujah. The devil. The devil is in there. We got to get the devil. Good. God in heaven. And these people say that the Islamists are crazy? I condemn all religion. It stinks. Every single religion on the face of the earth is vile. Spiritual belief? Well, that's a good thing. Adherence to a code of ethics and justice and honor and decency? That's a good thing. Religion? We are waist deep on this planet in blood because of religion. Pat Robertson, back in 1999, called for the lifting of an executive order that banned the use of assassinations as an instrument of U.S. government policy. Again, on the 700 Club. He says, quote, I know it sounds somewhat Machiavellian and evil, but isn't it better to do something like that, to take out Milosevic, to take out Saddam Hussein, rather than to spend billions of dollars in a war that harms innocent civilians and destroys the infrastructure of a country? Well, that's a false choice, Robertson, you pig, you filthy closet murderer. What's the best thing to do about Saddam Hussein? Leave him alone! This article from the World Socialist website, way back in 14 August 1999, said there was little reporting or commentary on Robertson's statement in the press. Neither of the announced Democratic presidential candidates made an issue of it. No Republican candidates felt it necessary to disavow Robertson's view, although the broadcaster and millionaire is a prominent Republican and mounted a significant campaign for the presidential nomination in 1988. And then WSWS says, it's easy to imagine, however, the outcry in the American media if an equally prominent public figure in, say, China had called for unleashing that country's intelligence apparatus to, quote, take out, close quote, the political opponents of Beijing. Robertson, you know, the thought is the deed. Robertson, you're a murderer. You have defied the Old Testament God, and you have urinated repeatedly all over the body of Christ. You are a pig. You are a pig. You're a sick man. You're an evil man. You're a bad man. And if your hell exists, you're going to go there. Pat Robertson from the 700 Club, referring to Chavez.
He has destroyed the Venezuelan economy, and he's going to make that a launching pad for communist infiltration and Muslim extremism all over the continent. You know, I don't know about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're trying to assassinate him, I think we really ought to go ahead and do it. It's a whole lot cheaper than starting a war. And I don't think any oil shipments will stop. But this man is a Jesus. Terrific danger. And the United States, this is in our sphere of influence, and we can't let this happen. We have the Monroe Doctrine. We have other doctrines that we have announced. And without question, this is a dangerous enemy to our South, controlling a huge pool of oil that could hurt us very badly. We have the ability to take him out, and I think the time has come that we exercise that ability. We don't need another $200 billion war to get rid of one, you know, strong-arm dictator. It's a whole lot easier to have some of the covert operatives do the job and then get it over with.
Jesus. Well, hey, Jesus, if you're listening, if you're really listening, why don't you reach down out of heaven and pinch this bastard's head off and throw it into hell and let the demons play soccer with it tonight, huh? What you say, Jesus? Why don't you do that, huh? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Till the coming Sunday, they will buy their neighbor all along the way.
I'm thinking I'm getting away. Love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor.
You don't
love God.
The Mike
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Huddled masses are still welcome. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Hi, I'm David Mirosu. For every season, there's a perfect wine. This summer, it's our smooth and vibrant Mirosu Pinot Noir. More than 150 years ago, the Mirosu family was the first to plant Pinot Noir in California. This year, our delicate vintage is great with grilled salmon and fresh summer produce. I'm David Mirosu, and I want our Pinot Noir to make your summer even brighter. Mirosu, life is good under the sun.
Mirosu Vineyards, Healdsburg, California.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I was walking in the park and somebody stopped me and said, I'm tired of taping up the leaks in my old vacuum and then having to buy another one every 2 years. I'm going to buy an Orrick. Friends, why should manufacturers stop making throwaway vacuums when you keep buying them? For a vacuum that lasts and lasts, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and try an 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
And my dad and I would talk about it. And he'd say, I don't think God is an old man with a beard up in heaven. I think it's, it's nature. And it connects all human beings. And we're all children of God in a way. And I don't know. Beyond that. That's what I believe.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're a conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
My favorite show in the morning is
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
I would never use God to promote foreign policy decisions.
Unless he whispers in my ear and tells me to invade two different countries. The hysterics that came out of Robertson's mouth, the blasphemy, And yeah, you know, I can talk about blasphemy, even though I don't believe any of this superstitious nonsense. I don't care what the superstitious nonsense is. Spare me. But acknowledging that there are people who do choose to believe the superstitious nonsense, okay, there are rules and regulations if you're going to be a believer. And one of them is you don't commit blasphemy against other people's religion or your own. Huh? Isn't that fair? Pat Robertson is somebody sent me an email today and said, Mike, this is the Antichrist. This truly, as predicted in Revelation, this is the Antichrist. This is the demon that John, the writer of Revelation, when he was ripped out of his head on magic mushrooms, wrote about. This is him. This is it. Here he is. Pat Robertson. Going back to his quote where he said, after he advocates murdering the elected president of Venezuela, he says, and I don't think any oil shipments will stop, so it's okay to murder at will as long as the oil keeps flowing? That's the Bush doctrine. That's the Bush doctrine, isn't it? And then he says, we have the Monroe Doctrine. We have other doctrines that we have announced. I don't recall... Okay, we've got this doctrine and that doctrine. I'm trying to think. Where is the Christian Crusade Killer Assassination Force doctrine? Where's that one written down? The Psycho Christian Crusade Killer Assassination Force doctrine! They got our oil! Kill them! And then he said it's a whole lot easier to have some of the covert operatives do the job and then get it over with. Why stop there, you sick bastard? Why not go ahead and kill his entire family while you're at it? You know, kill his wife and his children? Get his cousins? Murder his nieces and nephews? How about his aunties and his uncles? If his grandmother and grandfather left, get them too? How about cousins twice removed? You want to get them? Anybody related? How about the wife's family, Robertson, you murderous bastard, you? How about the wife's, I don't know, that she got a brother? That would be Hugo's brother-in-law. Kill him, too. Huh? How about the wife's mother? That would be Hugo's mother-in-law. What about Hugo's father-in-law? Sisters-in-law? Brothers-in-law? What do we got here? Got any little nieces and nephews by marriage? That's what we do. That's what we do in Iraq. Might as well do it in Venezuela. Kill them. Butcher them. They have oil. We want it. Christ says it's okay. Christ says it's okay. God whispers in Bush's ear and says, invade Afghanistan. Invade Iraq. Kill them. Kill them. Pat Robertson says it, and not a single Christian evangelical stands up out of the slime and the filth and the muck and says, no, no, this is a bad thing. This is not what Jesus would do. Not a one of them. Did you hear Dobson today? No. Gary, what's that little weasel? It looks like a frog, a turtle. What was his name? Ran for president.
I can't remember. I'm too busy practicing witchcraft and becoming a lesbian.
Jerry Bauer. A little pop-eyed freak. Every time I saw him, I just wanted to go up and say, can I push your eyes back in your head? Or for Christ's sake, will you get on Synthroid or something? You know, your eyes are just popping out, you old pop-eyed freak. But all these, where are they? Where's that Coral Ridge dude who always looks like, you know, I always expect his coat to open, he's going to have a couple of pearl-handled six-shooters on his waist, right? These are spokesmen for Jesus? If they are, I'm a spokesman for Satan. These are spokesmen for Jesus? And yet every single, you know, every time I flip around the dial, you go to these mega church services. We have them here in Atlanta. Oh, we got a bunch of them here in Atlanta. Are you kidding? And you see these people, blacks and whites. Used to be all white people. Now it's blacks and whites. And Latinos. And you know, they sit out there in the pews, thousands, well, hundreds, thousands. And their heads are rolled back, and their tongues are sticking out, and their arms are up in the air, and they're swaying back and forth. Like, what? What are you all just in a trance? What is this, the spirit? And then you find out, no, what they're doing is trying to open themselves up so Jesus will pour his riches on them. How often does Robertson or Falwell or Dobson or the Coral Ridge Ministries guys, how often do any of these people stand in the pulpit on Sunday morning and say, and Jesus said, easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the gates of heaven? How often does it happen? Huh? No, they get up there and talk about the prayer of Jabez. Who the hell is Jabez? Some itinerant Middle Eastern Old Testament broom salesman? And then you get these white suburban Christians who say, well, if I can just be like Jabez, you know, and Jabez was made wealthy! What did Jabez do to get wealthy? I don't know, but whatever it is, I'll have some! Sick. Disgusting. I swear, I'm to the point where, you know, when I meet somebody for the first time, and, you know, they're dead giveaways. They'll say, well, what church do you belong to? I usually say the Church of Satan, or, you know, I worship toadstools, get this, what church do you belong to? You know, I want to say, none of your effing business. But if I find out that they're a member of a Christian denomination, I just turn around and walk. Get away from me. Get out of my face. Go away. Get your filthy, putrid, stinking breath out of my face. I'm out of here. Adios. Goodbye. Quick break. We'll be back. We've got Too Stupid to Be on Vacation. A couple of his quotes. Your phone calls. Some more Robertson stuff. What else we got tonight? Huh? Somebody sent me an email. Don't have a stroke. Maybe we'll do that tonight. Maybe I'll blow an artery. Ha ha. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
That certainly would save Pat Robertson the trouble of praying you to death.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1 is almost 1 year old. Thanks for listening. And thanks to the sponsors who helped bring us Mark and Mark, Al and Catherine, Randy, and the rest to Madison since the very beginning.
This is Julie Stenson from Floorworks. Everyone at Floorworks is celebrating the Mike 92.1's first anniversary on the air. Come in and join us and get a 10% flooring discount. We're right off the Beltline on Highway N, just outside of Cottage Grove.
This is the Mike 92.1.
This is Stephanie Miller. I'm on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike.
The Mike 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
I don't think like you. I don't laugh at the same jokes as you. I don't speak like you. I don't eat the food you do. I don't celebrate the same holidays as you. But I will help save your life.
Your support could save a life today. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit us at redcross.org to find out how. When you help the American Red Cross, you help us.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. A Peruvian airliner carrying 98 people crashed while making an emergency landing on a jungle highway Tuesday. The recovery efforts have been suspended because of darkness, but CNN's Claudia Cisneros reports rescue workers recovered 37 to 40 bodies earlier today from the wreckage of the Boeing 737.
Yeah, they were trying to put out some of the fire spots, and they were also looking for any more survivors. They were also transporting all of the survivors to local hospitals, and also the airline said that tomorrow morning there will be a Antonov plane taking medicines and doctors for the injured.
It was just 2 years ago that a Tanz Airlines plane crashed in the jungle, killing more than 40 people. In Washington, a federal commission will begin voting Wednesday on the proposed closures of military bases across the country. Commission Chairman Anthony Principe says large bases like Fort Monmouth, Portsmouth, and Ellsworth could be taken off the closure list.
There is a case that can be made, and I believe that the Secretary of Defense would not have made these recommendations had he not believed that they were important to our national security.
Principe made his comments to C-SPAN. The Pentagon has proposed closing or consolidating a record 62 major military bases and 775 smaller installations. An Idaho prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty for a man suspected of a triple murder and kidnapping. Bill Douglas says Joseph Edward Duncan III will be given a fair trial.
This will be tried before a jury of 12 people. There will be two phases, basically the guilt phase. We have a high burden of proof that is to prove his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt at both the guilt phase and if there is guilt in this case.
Duncan was arraigned Tuesday in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. He's accused of committing the murder so he could abduct two children for sex. This is CNN Radio News.
My name's Brenda, and this is my sixth day with Prilosec OTC. I used to love to garden until frequent heartburn took over like weeds. But now with Prilosec OTC, I'm back in the garden. On day two, I planted bulbs. Day four, I mulched. Today, I'm pruning my dogwoods. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. That's what's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day six for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
Millions of miles, thousands of TV appearances, hundreds of baseball games, 80 years of history, and a fleet of Goodyear blimps all add up to one big celebration. The Goodyear Blimp Birthday Celebration, with sky-high savings on some of Goodyear's most popular tires. Plus, get up to an $80 rebate on a qualifying purchase. Offers end August 27th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the participating retailer nearest you. Goodyear. For 80 years, it's been the name everyone looks up to. Mail-in rebate offer subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
A spokeswoman for anti-war protester Cindy Sheehan says Sheehan will return to Crawford, Texas Wednesday. Sheehan had been at the Bush Ranch to protest her son's death in the Iraq War. She left last week to check on her ailing mother in California. Medical researchers are not so quick to recommend huge doses of aspirin as a way to prevent colon cancer. Dr. Andrew Chan is with Massachusetts General Hospital.
We're not ready to make widespread clinical recommendations regarding aspirin therapy because I think for the most part it doesn't appear to be a viable option for most people given the side effect profile. But there may be particular patients for whom aspirin may be considered.
The major downside of intensive aspirin therapy is gastrointestinal bleeding. A tropical depression is gaining strength in the Caribbean, and that could mean trouble for the Bahamas within the next 24 hours. Forecasters say the depression could reach tropical storm status by Wednesday. This is news from CNN Radio. Authorities in Los Angeles and Ventura County say they've broken up a sophisticated crime ring that targeted construction zones. Jim Roop has more.
A Vega warehouse in Thousand Oaks, north of L.A., is used to show off $3.5 million in stolen construction equipment, 26,000 items, ranging from heavy equipment like a $20,000 concrete cutter to a $10 hammer. Some $200,000 in cash also seized. Ventura County Sheriff Bob Brooks says this is not a group of typical thieves supporting drug habits.
They had mobile surveillance around a target site. They had interior security.
Very sophisticated. Brooks says big corporations as well as small businesses are targeted in all about 215 victims from 67 cities in 9 states. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
Stocks edged lower on Wall Street Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrials were off by 50 points. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
That there isn't anybody on radio in America that has been more of a proponent for the veterans' benefits than the voice you're listening to right now. It's immoral that the majority party has pushed you guys aside to the road like you're roadkill, cut your benefits. The Democrats didn't do that. The conservatives did.
Straight talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut or a fireman.
firefighter.
I'm going to work the streets, sell some drugs, make some money.
Kids are born with hope, but it can disappear if there's no one there to nurture it. Communities and schools helped almost 1 million children last year stay in school and prepare for life. We've been around for over 25 years and were named one of the 100 nonprofits most likely to save the world by Worth Magazine. Now just think what we could accomplish with your assistance. Call 1-800-CIS-4KIDS.
You thought you were fed up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Those horns actually cleanse my soul.
Well, you don't have a soul.
You say you don't believe in it. I said I don't believe in religion. I hate them all. Diane in Spring Valley, New York writes, Mike, I wish Andy Devine could just reach down from heaven and pluck Pat Robertson's magic twanger.
Hiya, kids. Hiya, hiya.
Brendan writes in, hi, Mike, it's time to change the name of his show to the 666 Club. I know. And Reg from rawstory.com writes, Mike, wasn't it amazing that Rumsfeld responded to a press conference question today about the Robertson statement by saying it's illegal to kill the legitimate head of a sovereign state? Wasn't that what we just tried to do in Iraq? Didn't we target Saddam and try to kill him in his home? Not a single follow-up question came from the press, not a word. I came this close, Reg writes, to taking a bat to the TV set. This close. It's time for the little men in the white coats to come and get us. There is no sanity left. Yeah, I hear you, Reg. I hear you. All right, Bush. I want to do Bush. Kathy, can we do Bush now? All right, here we go. This is Bush. He was at the Tamarack Resort in Donnelly, Idaho, and he was discussing Iraq with the press pool. Now, before he talked tough about Cindy Sheehan and others opposed to his deadly, illegal, psychopathic, God-inspired war, he took a second to revisit the absurd comparison between this useless puppet Iraqi government that's going to wind up being an Islamic Republic. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's what our boys have died for. We want another Iran, another Syria, another Egypt, another Saudi Arabia, and by Christ we'll have it. Isn't this sick? Anyway, he took a second to revisit that absurd comparison between the puppet Iraqi government and the founding fathers of this nation, who, standing on racism and genocide, they were still able to write our Constitution. And I just got to ask, how many times can Bush say the word work? Work. Maybe he's obsessed with it since he does so little of it himself. Where was he today? Oh, that's right, the Tamarack Resort in Donnelly, Idaho. Work, work, work.
The Iraqi people are working hard to reach a consensus on their constitution. It's an amazing process to work. As Americans watch the constitutional process unfold, as we watch people work to achieve compromise and unity, you've got to remember our own history. We had a little trouble at our own conventions writing the Constitution. And it took a lot of work and a lot of interest and the willingness of people to work for the common good.
We had trouble at our own conventions writing a Constitution, he said. Yeah, that's right. Thankfully, though, the framers took out the part where women could still be stoned to death for leaving their homes and 9-year-old girls could be forced into marriage. That was a close call. Whew.
Wow. Yeah. You know, Jefferson wanted that. Jefferson had a thing about screwing his slaves, and he wanted that thing in there about 9-year-old girls, I guess. Could be forced into marriage, and women could be stoned. You know, you'd bury them up to their heads, and then, well, you know the drill. On the peace people he's hiding from, on the pro-peace demonstrators that he flees from, he hides from. Reporter says, Mr. President, we know you met with Cindy Sheehan a year ago, but she says a lot has changed since then. She has more to say to you. And even some Republicans have said that you should meet with her. Why not do that, Your Honor, when you get back to the ranch?
Appreciate her right to protest. I understand her anguish.
Like hell you do.
I met with a lot of families. She doesn't represent the view of a lot of the families I have met with. There's a lot of people protesting. And there's a lot of points of view about the Iraq War. As you know, in Crawford last weekend, there was people from both sides of the issue, or from all sides of the issue, there to express their opinions. I sent Deputy Chief of Staff Hagan and National Security Advisor Hadley to meet with Ms. Sheehan early on. She expressed her opinion. I disagree with it. I think immediate withdrawal from Iraq would be a mistake. I think those who advocate immediate withdrawal from not only Iraq but the Middle East are advocating a policy that would weaken the United States.
What? As you know, in Crawford last weekend, there were people from both sides of the issue. Yeah, there were 9 Freepers there to support the death and chaos. And there's a couple of busloads coming with a couple of white, right-wing, psychopathic talk show hosts from California. They're all pro-death, pro-blood, pro-blown-up babies. They are sick bastards. They should be raptured. What did he say here? I sent Deputy Chief of Staff Hagan and National Security Advisor, Hadley, to meet with Ms. Sheehan early on. And what? You were going to send some other PNs, but it was too hot out there and stuff, right? She expressed her opinion. I disagree that I think immediate withdrawal from Iraq would be a mistake. Cindy Sheehan never advocated immediate withdrawal. She asked what noble cause her son died for, you sorry excuse of a president, because you're the one that said that the men and women you have sent, American men and women you have sent to their deaths, died for a noble cause. What is it, George? What's the noble cause? Huh? What's the noble cause? Establishing an Islamic Republic in Iraq? That's a noble cause? It might be a noble cause for Islamists. Is it a noble cause for American reservists and National Guardsmen and women? Is that a noble cause? Hi, come here. I want you to go die in the Middle East so that Iraq can have an Islamic Republic. That's what we're going to die for! This whole jokey crap about establishing democracy in the Middle East. No, it was to establish 14 U.S. military bases in the Middle East. The Bush crime family doesn't give a damn what sort of government. It can be a federation of 3 broken, bleeding states in Iraq. It can be an Islamic Republic. It can be a dictatorship. It can be a military, a totalitarian state. It can be anything. They don't care as long as they own it. As long as the Bush crime family owns it, it can be a troop of puppet stunts and dancing around on the ends of strings, singing the French national anthem. They don't care what the hell it is. As long as they can control it. As long as the 14 military bases. What is this I read today? One of the military bases there, the main one in Iraq, is going to be bigger in land size than Tacoma, Washington. What did I hear today? Another 2 battalions, up to 2,000-3,000 more troops are going to be sent to Iraq. Did you hear that today? Huh? More blood and gore and death and destruction. In the meantime, Pat Robertson, this great Christian, dances around on the end of his string talking about assassinating Hugo Chavez. I'm sick of this. I am so sick of this. Everywhere you turn, the oil companies in this country just gouging and ripping and tearing to pieces the American consumer. Religion, absolutely, in several toilets, public urinals, and Bush. Good God.
It is clear. You best hope your atom bombs are better than the sword at the time when your reckoning is here. Because I don't think Jesus would send gunships into Bethlehem or jets to race the towns of Timorese. I don't think Jesus would lend money to dictators or drive those SUVs. And I don't think Jesus would ever have dropped a single ounce of napalm. So tell me, who would Jesus love?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Stripping away the right-wing rhetoric, Madison's progressive talk, The Mike 92.1.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hi, I'm David Mirosu. For six generations, my family has shared their gift, the joy of making bright, crisp, fruit-focused wine. Mirosu wines are all about the vibrant, sunny character of California's Central Coast, and they're perfect for summertime. Like our Chardonnay, with grilled salmon or a big, beautiful salad. I'm David Mirosu, inviting you to make your summer even brighter. Mirosu, life is good under the sun.
Mirosu Vineyards, Healdsburg, California.
Step. The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
For all our listeners going to prison, when you go to the shower,
yeah,
you put your bar of soap in a sock.
So weapon and shower implement.
Yeah, right. But it only becomes a
weapon.
Isn't
that great? Now we know for sure that people learned something today. They learned the soap and a sock rule.
Oh, they learned so much more.
Did they?
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
We actually have Future Mark on line one.
Oh, Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. The news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say info blasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait, whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man. My attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out in 2030, and that's what caused the, sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about again. Ow! Hey, what? I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carries were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. They were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them in hailables. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn.
Oh.
Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson bulletin that comes in every 3 minutes. busted again.
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this, like, gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean, we all use the pleasure clones. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
The man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Don't mean a thing, just lock your doors and drive around. One more murder in this town.
It's about 22 past the hour. Let me share this with you. Who wrote this? Justin in Guilford, Connecticut, just wrote this in. Mike, why is Pat Robertson targeting Hugo Chavez? This seems so out of left field until you remember two things. One, Hugo Chavez does not allow foreign ownership or privatization of Venezuelan oil. To the Bush Exxon crime syndicate, this is the cardinal sin for any foreign leader and automatically buys you a ticket for CIA efforts to topple you, and failing that, an invasion accompanied by lies to the American people about how you are a threat to our security. Though Chavez was democratically elected and is no threat to our country at all, his economic policy is an obstacle to profits for the corporations that really run the United States. Therefore, he, Chavez, has been on a collision course with the Bush crime family for a while now. I'm surprised that lies about him haven't come out sooner, but I didn't expect him to come from the religious right. This seems odd until you remember, too, the religious right is in bed with the corporatists. And together they comprise the two pillars of today's Republican Party. They need each other. The religious right supplies the necessary votes to get Republican politicians elected, who can then enact the corporate agenda, and as payback, the Christian right agenda. It's a system that works because usually their agendas are not mutually exclusive. Now, put these two facts together, Justin writes, and I think it is not preposterous to suggest that Roberts was fed this line by the corporatist half of the party. As part of the coalition between the religious right and the corporations, he's doing the bidding of the corporatists, building up hatred against Chavez among the American people so the politicians can get away with going after him, so that ultimately the corporations can come in and buy the oil fields and energy infrastructure and water and make profits. That's the bottom line, as always. I think, Justin concludes, Robert's comment is evidence that these two groups are working together more closely than any of us had previously appreciated. Robertson's comments were designed to grab headlines and put Hugo Chavez, bad man, into people's minds. Already some pundits are saying, well, you know, Robertson is wrong to call for assassination, but he's right that Chavez is bad. What do you think of my theory? Well, Justin, I think your theory is great. I think it's a good theory.
I think, obviously, if they were so interested in toppling dictators, they'd look over at Kim Jong crazy for assassination.
No oil.
For the oil. Exactly. I mean, you know, he's just dancing around saying, no oil, only nuclear weapons, yay! Thank Buddha.
Buddha?
I don't know, I'm not Korean. In case you couldn't tell.
Buddha? Now watch. Now you're going to get emails. Now you're going to get them. No, Kim Jong crazy, Kim Il crazy, whatever the hell his name is. No, he's not a Buddhist, Gabby. He's an atheist like me.
But you don't have any nukes, as far as I know.
David in Caledonia, Minnesota wrote, I have to admit I was actually shocked when you informed us last night of Pat Robertson's outrageous call for the assassination of Hugo Chavez. As I read the account of his words online this morning, I became very angry. I then remembered that Robertson's vile broadcast appears daily on my cable signal, a signal that I pay hundreds of dollars for every year. I called the cable company. I found out that I could not have the 700 Club deleted from my package signal. However, I did find out that my cable company will remove a channel if enough of its customers request removal. I immediately placed my formal request that Trinity Broadcast Network, the network that carries Robertson 700 Club, be removed. I will encourage others that have cable in my area to do the same. Well, I didn't know that. Robertson, according to Media Matters for America, Robertson is not the first to make a comment of this sort. Media Matters has documented several other instances of conservative media figures advocating or musing about the execution of people with whom they disagree. This pig Bill O'Reilly on Fox News said that the Los Angeles Times editorial board wouldn't understand his objection to legal representation for detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, until terrorists kill editorial page editor Michael Kinsley. Sick falufa using freak. Clear Channel radio host Glenn Beck said he was thinking about killing Michael Moore. And he pondered whether, quote, I could kill him myself or if I would need to hire somebody to do it, end quote. Syndicated columnist Ann Coulter argued that the national debate during the Monica Lewinsky controversy should not have focused on whether President Bill Clinton did it, but rather, quote, whether to impeach or assassinate him, end quote.
Oh, but Mike, when you talk against Christians, you know, you're just injecting so much hate into the dialogue. We've got to be better than them, Mike. You can't do that. You know? And that terrible anti-Semitic screed you went off on last night about the settlers, I don't know about you, Mike. You don't like Christians, you don't like Jews, you don't like Muslims, you don't like Hindus. Who in the hell do you like, Mike? Huh?
I'm a driver, I'm a winner. Things are gonna change, I can feel it.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Liberal. Take back the words on the Mike 92.1.
When Jim bought his wife the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front load washer, he saw the effects immediately.
Now when I have the guys over, my wife doesn't just pop her head in. She stays for the whole game. She used to not even know who was playing. Now my friends call her for the picks. Next weekend, she's going on a fishing trip with the guys. Oh, that sure was fun last year. But I got plans this weekend anyway. The guys' wives invited me over for my first scrapbooking party.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is tough on stains, yet protects your clothes too. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10-16-05. See Maytag.com for details.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Oric XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Eva.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gellin'. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gellin' like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The mayor of Salt Lake City sent an email out last week to local activists and a protest during the president's VFW visit in Salt Lake. Anderson addressed both the VFW convention and the protests. He was booed in his speech to the veterans about 2 hours before the president was to speak. Salt Lake Mayor Rocky Anderson. How's a lefty mayor get elected in Salt Lake City, huh?
Well, actually, I was reelected. That was probably the real miracle.
Okay.
I do want to set a couple of things straight. When people say I was booed at the VFW convention, actually, they were very gracious. There were a few people right after I was introduced that booed in the back of the room, but my speech was interrupted with applause probably five or six times because I made it clear, Ed, that it's our political leaders that determine how our military resources are going to be dedicated. And I made the point, I don't know who would have more credibility making this point than me, since I've been urging people to come out and demonstrate against the president on these issues. But I said, every one of us who disagree with our political leaders still are supporting our troops. That's what patriotism is about, is standing up and taking on our political leaders when they're sending this country in exactly the wrong direction.
Now, this is a key point that conservatives in this country just, I mean, they eat it like raw meat.
And isn't that amazing that they're saying that basically we all have to just be blind sheep, especially with the president who lied this country into this war, who refused to provide adequate troops and material support for our troops, and now they say you're not supposed to raise any of these issues because somehow it's not supporting our troops.
You don't have any reservation as a mayor to motivate those who would may oppose your position?
None of us in any leadership position, none of us as citizens should ever hold back. This country's headed in the wrong direction. We've got to help change it.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, is almost 1 year old. Thanks for listening, and thanks to the sponsors who helped bring us Mark and Mark, Al and Catherine, Randy, and the rest to Madison since the very beginning.
Hi, this is Pete from Bachman Pools and Spas, wishing 92.1 The Mic a happy first anniversary. Come celebrate Bachman Pools and Spas' 20th anniversary with the lowest possible prices on hot spring spas. We have a spa for you in any size, for any budget, at Bachman Pools and Spas.
This is The Mic, 92.1.
I'm Uncle Sam, and I want you to party! That's right! The U.S. military's looking for a few good dudes just to hang out, do jello shots, whatever!
I joined the U.S. Army. I'm like wasted, man.
You sure are! You know, a lot of people think soldiers have to go to Iraq and dodge suicide bombers. But don't worry, that won't be you. You're going to spend your time in the military winning free iPods and hanging out at Monster Truck Rally. We've got more than enough people to fight in Iraq. What we need are volunteers for the 181st Beer Bongadier. Do you have what it takes? I dare you to drink five straight shots with our Beer Bongadier vets. But first, I dare you to sign this recruitment form. Join the Army today and get drunk!
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
That's how I feel about it. But Randy, you're just being patriotic. Really?
You can listen online anytime, anywhere. Just go to themike921.com. Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
When you turn your heart and your life over to Christ, when you accept Christ as a Savior, it changes your heart. It changes your life.
Who is that? Is that Bush?
That's the giggling killer.
Ron emailed in. He said, I found this story on CNN. It seems that President Chavez wants to help the poor in the United States with some of that oil Robertson wants to murder him for. And here it is, whether it's true or not. It's being reported by the Reuters news agency, picked up by CNN. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, popular with the poor at home, offered on Tuesday to help needy Americans with cheap supplies of gasoline. He said, "We want to sell gasoline and heating fuel directly to poor communities in the United States." Chavez did not say how Venezuela would go about providing gasoline to poor communities. Venezuelan state oil company PDVSA owns Citgo, which has 14,000 gas stations in the United States. The offer may sound attractive to Americans feeling pinched by soaring prices at the pump, but it's not going to sound attractive to the U.S. government, which sees Chavez as the left-wing troublemaker in Latin America. Well, of course he's a left-wing troublemaker. God bless him. I'm a left-wing troublemaker. Everybody should be a left-wing troublemaker to help offset the filth of the right-wing murderous thugs that operate this country, whether they're politics, business, or religion, right? Gasoline, it says here, is cheaper than mineral water in oil-producing Venezuela, where consumers can fill their tanks for less than $2. Average gas price has risen in the United States to $2.61 a gallon, yada, yada, yada. Chavez said Venezuela could supply gasoline to Americans at half the price they now pay if intermediaries who, quote, speculated and exploited consumers, end quote, were cut out. Well, we have people in this country who speculate and exploit consumers? We do? Oh, my God, I didn't know that. Jason in Seattle, this last one, then we're going to come into your calls. Jason in Seattle, the industrial engineer, Jason, says, Mike, love your show. I'm considered a dangerous guy to my conservative buddies because I'm not only an ex-military, U.S. Navy person, unlike my buddies who wrapped themselves in the flag and never actually served. I'm also a Christian progressive. The Army recruiters should forget about the high schools. Instead, they should set up recruiting booths at the Bill Frist megachurches and the pro-war Bush rallies. I cannot see the Army having a problem recruiting from these two sources if all the right-wing religious zealots of this country are all for this war. Regards, Jason. Well, yeah, but they're for the war, Jason, as long as somebody like you goes and fights it. You know, when Bush says he understands Cindy Sheehan's pain, no, he doesn't. Not until one of his twins. Not until Barbara or Jenna is in an unprotected Humvee with body armor that doesn't work and has a hole blown through her chest about the size of a cantaloupe. At that point, George Bush might understand Cindy Sheehan's anguish. I don't know to what extent he gives a damn about anything. But when I hear someone talking with someone else who has experienced firsthand the worst tragedy a parent can experience, the death of a child, cancer, war, traffic accident, lightning bolt. It makes no difference. When your child dies and somebody comes up and says, I know what you're feeling, that is simply not true. And if George Bush wants to understand the depth of Cindy Sheehan's anguish, then George, send your daughters to Iraq. Okay? Send them to Iraq. Freedom's on the march over there. George, your girls will be fine. Put them in an infantry unit and send them to Iraq. And if one of them is blown to pieces, then perhaps then you can go talk to Cindy Sheehan. You think? Let's do some phone calls here before I get ill. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program.
Hiya, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Hello?
How you doing tonight?
All right, Philip, try back in, Philip. Call back in. Something was wrong with your phone. Steve is calling from Washington State. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, how's it going? It's an honor to be on the show. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
My pleasure.
And I just wanted to say thank you for the good work you're doing out there, kind of taking the fight to the chicken hawks when it has to be done. It's really refreshing to hear that, at least on the radio. I'm currently in graduate school, but before I went back to grad school, I was a on-the-numbers Army recruiter for the end of my time in the Army. And it really just was kind of a mind-blowing experience. And, you know, I just like to, you know, take any, you know, any comments you might have to solicit or questions you might have, I'd be more than happy to answer. But I just like to say that the numbers coming out of the Pentagon right now about how the Army, for example, made its recruiting mission for the past 2 months is complete BS.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. The most important thing I can let you and the callers know is that, and the listeners know, is that there are really two numbers involved in recruiting, and the Pentagon is only telling you about one of them. And that's called, the two numbers are called the GCM number, which is the general contract, the recruiting contract month. Mm-hmm. And then the other number is the RSM, which is the recruiting shipping month. And the contract month is how many kids you can get to go down and raise the right hand and join the Army. The ship number is how many you can actually get on that bus or plane to go to basic training.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're being successful in getting those bodies, at least according to the numbers, to the training sites, they're not getting anyone to sign. And that's a big problem for next year with the delayed entry program. And the Marines, for example, have not made their contract mission in 7 months. But if you listen to the DOD press releases, they tell you that they've made their mission. But the only mission they've made is by giving kids bonuses to go early. And that way the pool is even further mm-hmm. depleted for 2006. So I don't know. I will testify that the Reserve and National Guard right now are pretty much at the personnel breaking point. And I just don't know when I hear people like the Chief of Staff of the Army, General Schoomaker, say that we can sustain this for 4 years. I don't know how. You know, I was just talking to a young soldier today. This man is he's been in the Army for less than 3 years, and he's gearing up for his third deployment, second time to Iraq, and once already to Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know how we can possibly sustain this.
As long as you're here, let me, and I appreciate you being here. Let me ask you a question. I'm of an age that I have lived in peacetime and wartime. Not during World War II, but I'm old enough to remember an awful lot of veterans who came back from that war. A couple of my uncles were veterans in that war. But I have seen so-called popular wars. I've seen unpopular wars. I also understand, although I never served in the military, I understand that a lot of young men, and now, of course, it's women, would join the military for the honor, for the tradition, and a sense of obligation to the country, a sense of doing something. What is now standing in the way of that sense, a multiplicity of senses there, that kids used to have? It's honorable. It's traditional. My uncles did it. My grandfather did it. I do want to join. Where has that gone?
Well, I probably touch on that on 2 points. And one, I actually have to give credit to my father. He's in his late 50s, and he was drafted back in 1969 out of grad school and kind of a reluctant soldier. But the thing he pointed out to me was, in conversing with the youth and even coming across recruiters on the subway in New York, is that people would still be willing to join. The question is that right now, I mean, you are completely subordinating your entire life to a 4-year enlistment in the Army. A new soldier coming in today at the lowest level rank or a new lieutenant coming out of the ROTC, these people can pretty well bank, because it's stop loss, they're going to do 3 tours overseas in that 4-year span.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty tall order to ask when nothing's being asked of the fellow citizens. In the past wars, it is absolutely essential to remember that in Vietnam, draftee or 2-year draftee or 3-year enlistee,
right,
unless you affirmatively volunteered to go back, you could never, ever, ever be sent back for a second tour. It
right.
could not happen. the only way you could go back to the Republic of Vietnam for a second tour or to stay there a second year was as if you affirmatively agreed to stay. I mean, people knew that once they completed those 365 days, they were on the Freedom Bird home, and it was finished. And I think the thing that people miss the most is the sea change in the Army. Before I left for recruiting duty, I was in the 10th Mountain Division up at Fort Drum, New York, the most deployed division in the Army. In the summer of 2001...
Steve, hold that thought,
sure,
all right?
Okay.
The summer of 2001, we got a break. I'll come back to you right after the break. Stay with us. This is Air America.
While digesting Reader's Digest in the back of a dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Hi, I'm David Murasu. For every season, there's a perfect wine. This summer, it's our smooth and vibrant Murasu Pinot Noir. More than 150 years ago, the Murasu family was the first to plant Pinot Noir in California. This year, our delicate vintage is great with grilled salmon and fresh summer produce. I'm David Murasu, and I want our Pinot Noir to make your summer even brighter. Murasu, life is good under the sun.
Murasu Vineyards, Hillsborough, California.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
You get different opinions when you talk to Americans than when you talk to Saudis. In contrast, it's amazing. There's like people in this country. I never knew that. I thought it was just corporations in China.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike921.com.
There's only one thing more destructive than a typical male right-wing pundit. A typical female right-wing pundit. So Ring of Fire salutes the dedicated women who succeeded in the male-dominated field of mean-spirited commentary on today's Triumph of the Shrill. This week, Ann Coulter. The woman so powerful that she single-handedly destroyed Paula Jones. Coulter grew up in Connecticut, where she became popular with her school chums through her infectious sense of humor.
Mommy says you're going to hell. Now give me your lunch money. Stop crying. Can't you take a joke?
It only got better from there. She became a lawyer, then a commentator. Suddenly, liberals hated her. How could that be, when all she ever wanted to do was bring America together?
Liberals hate America. They hate flag wavers. They hate abortion opponents. They hate all religions except Islam post 9/11. Even Islamic terrorists don't hate America like liberals do. Hey, I'm funny. Just like Dave Barry, right?
Then she joined Paula Jones' case against President Bill Clinton. One lawyer said Jones didn't have a case and should take a settlement. But Coulter made sure she didn't.
We were terrified that Jones would settle. It was contrary to our purpose of bringing down the president.
$700,000 in legal bills later, a judge told Jones...
You don't have a case. You should take a settlement.
Jones went broke. Coulter made a small fortune writing a book about it and called Jones. What were Coulter's exact words again?
Trailer park trash.
That's it. Now, after making a career out of trying to bring down a president, she accuses liberals of trying to bring down another president.
It would be a much better country if women did not vote. I'm all for public flogging. Republicans don't have any money. You're all traitors. Why isn't anybody looking at me? I'm funny. Look over here.
Yes, Ann Coulter has helped invent a new kind of national dialogue. The kind of dialogue in which we're not actually talking to each other. For that, Ann Coulter is today's triumph of the shrill.
Stupid, stupid, infinity times stupid. Shut up!
PR every morning, and I don't anymore. I just listen to Mark and Mark, and I laugh all the way to work, and they put me in a good mood.
Madison, you're on the mic.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. We're talking with Steve, who called in from Washington State, former Army recruiting officer. Steve, pick it up. 2001, Fort Drum.
Okay, yeah, no, Fort Drum, New York, Light Infantry Battalion, you know, tip of the spear, most deployed unit in the Army. The biggest fear, the biggest possibility of a fear in the world situation of a deployment any of us had was a six-month peacekeeping mission to Kosovo or Bosnia.
Right.
I mean, that was it. And that six-month tour, God forbid if it happened, would have occurred once during the course of, say, a four-year term of service. And it, for people, you know, like Rumsfeld, and for a lot of the talking heads and pundits, and General Rochelle, you know, the liar-in-chief of the recruiting command, it's just not true. It's just not true. People did not expect this when they signed up. And currently, in 2005, in Iraq, you have... in August, stop-loss soldiers who enlisted months, in some cases as much as a year before 9/11, who are now being kept almost a year past the term of service that they initially volunteered for.
What is that doing to morale, which is one of the essentials in a military unit? What is that doing to morale?
Well, I think it's manifesting itself in a number of ways. You know, first and foremost, you know, some of the numbers the Pentagon has come clean about has been the alarming increase in the what they call a captain attrition, which is officers which are the rank of myself when I finished my time, who have, you know, between 3.5 and about 9 years in the Army. Mm-hmm. That number has spiked precipitously and has gone up despite stop loss.
Now you're talking about I don't mean to say junior grade officers.
No,
but
junior officers. Yeah, absolutely, junior officers.
Right, but officers who say to hell with this and bail out as soon as they can.
Correct. That's one manifestation that is taking place.
Right.
The other interesting thing to note, and gosh, this is another bit of spin, is the retention numbers.
Right.
That's probably another thing to keep in mind as well. You know, they've been added about how retention and reenlistment are so high. What they don't tell you is, yes, they are so high and they are exceeding goals as a percentage. However, in the aggregate, they're not. What they've done continuously over the past several years is they have diminished the actual the net number, the actual target. For example, say in 2001, these are fake numbers, but say it was 10,000. Mm-hmm. In 2002, they adjusted the goal downwards to 8,000, and then say the year after to 6,500.
Right.
That way, you know, in anticipation of not meeting their targets, it's looking as if they are. Because if you notice, all the press releases talk about is a percentage of goal. They're not talking about the raw number, because anyone could do a simple Google search or go back to issues of the Army Times or past press releases and you know, pretty much nail them on the truth.
We have a couple of minutes left in this segment, and Steve, thanks for calling. I want to ask you one more thing. Are we moving toward, is this country moving toward, is Rumsfeld moving us toward a mercenary army, a paid private contractors, you know, an Halliburton type thing, a Kellogg Brown and Root type thing, a Carlyle Group type thing, where we have actual paid, at least in the administration of military operations. Are we moving towards that?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I'm actually just a couple of weeks ago I had a very interesting discussion with a full bird colonel who has probably about 30 years in the Army, and we were kind of talking about this same point. Now we disagree maybe on a lot of political issues, but kind of the consensus we came to is yes, this privatization is happening, but I don't think it's sustainable in the long term. And here's why. So much of this outsourcing, whether for personal security services for Bremer and the people over working, you know, that used to work for Negroponte and people right. like that, those are former Special Forces folks. But a lot of the logistical piece, the administrative piece, these are retired or former soldiers. And what we've done is we have privatized and outsourced so many of these skills, there is no future generation of soldiers to leave the Army with these skills and then fill these contracting positions.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you're kind of seeing here in a lot of this is kind of the golden era of this contracting, because the guys we have now who are retirees or former military, we're not just producing them in a sufficient number in the military anymore. And I think we're going to run into some real trouble in the next 20 years.
Last thing, and this is going to take a quick answer if
no.
you can do it. There is an irresistible force heading right for an immovable object, and that is without a draft, it's impossible to sustain the objectives of certainly this administration where it concerns global control or global empire. So do you foresee a draft, at least an attempt, to bring back a so-called universal military service?
Well, I think that will happen. I think I personally agree with that myself, just because just by doing some simple sociological readings, in 1973 we had an Army officer corps that was 50-50 Democrat Republican. Today, according to the Wall Street Journal, it's 8-1.
Right.
You know, and it's unsustainable. Just to quickly.
And that's Republican at the 8.
Correct. Right. And that's just very dangerous for the democracy for sure. I think the other thing that's happening. No, I think the wheels are in motion. I would say probably within the next 12 to 18 months, out of necessity, you will see some movement towards a special skills draft with healthcare professionals. We've pretty much reached the bottom of the barrel and then some on trying to, you know, procure enough physicians, nurses to sustain what we're doing. I don't know if you're aware of this. Things are so acute on the Army side. We have deployed an Air Force expeditionary hospital to Iraq. These are people that in no way, shape, or form ever imagined in a million years that as Air Force nurses and doctors they
right.
would be spending a year in the desert dealing with combat casualties. There is one interesting thing I have personally seen, though, and this is kind of like on more of a you know, less
All right, wait, public... We have 30 seconds, Steve.
Okay, less public website. Well, out of nowhere, on the Army Reserve personnel page, 47 new Selective Service Reserve positions have popped out of nowhere in the past couple of months.
Wow.
And I think that's, they weren't there 2 months ago. And both myself and a colonel I work with were kind of scratching our heads, you know, wondering what that bodes for the future. I don't know.
Steve, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for checking in. I hope we hear from you again. Take care, okay?
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, sir.
On Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
They nailed six guys in a huge arrest, and they nailed these three women for putting up a terrorist. What kind of woman puts up a terrorist? I mean, you know how rock guys, like rock musicians, you know, sort of freeload off of women? I wonder if terrorists have the same sort of thing where they just sort of like, like, how come there's no food in the fridge? Shut up, I hate you. You love me. I'm a terrorist.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Hi, I'm Ann. I live in Madison, and I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. But by replacing your five most frequently used lights with ones that have earned the Energy Star, you've taken a powerful first step right at home. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. A Peruvian jetliner goes down north of Lima, Peru, killing at least 37. Claudia Cisneros has more on the crash of the Boeing 737.
They said there were 100 people on board, 92 passengers and 8 crew members, although they don't know yet how many, what's the number for the deceased or injured. But said, fortunately, a large group of people have survived.
There were reportedly 11 Americans aboard the TANS airline jet. At least 9 survived. An Idaho prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty against Joseph Edward Duncan. He's accused of killing 3 people so he could kidnap 2 children for sex.
It's our intent to give him a fair trial. It is also our intent to seek capital punishment.
Prosecutor Bill Douglas in Coeur d'Alene. Only 8-year-old Chasta Groney survived the alleged crime spree. In suburban Phoenix, Arizona, police say they have a suspect in the fatal shootings of 2 Walmart employees. The workers were gunned down Tuesday in the store parking lot. The mother of the boy who accused Michael Jackson of child molestation has been charged with welfare fraud. Jim Roop reports the 5-count complaint is filed by the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Bureau of Fraud and Corruption Prosecutions.
The complaint alleges the woman hid from authorities the fact she had received a $150,000 lawsuit settlement and also failed to report the receipt of more than $600 for payment of her rent in January of 2003. They said the payment occurred in February but was not discovered until a social services investigator received a tip from a private investigator just before the Jackson trial had begun.
During the Jackson trial, she refused to testify about the welfare matter. Another inmate is executed in Texas. Robert Alan Shields, convicted of killing a woman in her home with a knife and hammer. Shields is the 12th Texas inmate executed this year. This is CNN Radio News.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, note this toll-free number, 800-879-4040. You're invited to telephone Vantage Press, a leading New York subsidy book publisher, for a free illustrated brochure. Just call this toll-free 800 number, 879-4040. This brochure explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. The number is 800-879-4040. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 32-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt subsidy publication. To get your copy, dial 800, then 879-4040. The phone call is free. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Dial 800, then 879-4040. That's 879-4040.
The Base Closure and Retirement Commission will begin voting Wednesday on the latest round of base closings proposed by the Pentagon. Chairman Anthony Principe tells C-SPAN the commission is looking into how many bases should stay in the Northeast.
We have great concern, and I've spoken about that concern, and I know many of my fellow commissioners have as well. Does that mean we'll retain all of the military bases that are on the list? I don't know.
The Pentagon has proposed closing or consolidating a record 62 major military bases and 775 smaller installations. CBN says the Reverend Pat Robertson stands by his statement that the U.S. should assassinate Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. This Venezuelan in Miami would also like to see Chavez leave.
I think if somebody, just one person, have to die for the benefit of millions, thousands of people,
what we can do. It's better for Venezuela.
The U.S. State Department says Robertson's view does not represent Washington. This is news from CNN Radio. Medical researchers are not so quick to recommend huge doses of aspirin to prevent colon cancer, our Dave Kirshner explains.
New research shows some people can prevent the onset of colon cancer with a regular use of high doses of aspirin. But is it worth the risk? Dr. Andrew Chan at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston doesn't think so.
For the most part, it doesn't appear to be a viable option. But there may be particular patients for whom aspirin may be considered.
In his new research, Dr. Chan found that for every one or two cases helped by aspirin therapy, about eight patients developed internal bleeding problems after taking the high dosage. Dave Kirshner, CNN Radio.
Musician R. Kelly will be on Sunday's MTV Video Music Awards. Kelly is facing multiple charges in Chicago in a child porn case that dates back 3 years. His latest album is also creating a buzz. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
You'd be a great double agent. I mean, no one would suspect you.
Right.
Comedian by day, espionage by night.
That's a sitcom. I'm going to pitch it.
I think you should. Dun, 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 dun,
and,
dun,
and,
dun, dun.
And we have dun, a lot of dun. Foreign sources on.
Like, would you do some handoffs of briefcases underneath the desk here?
Yes. The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi, you can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they trip.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
A humble and obedient servant of the truth. On Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
To take him out, and I think the time has come that we exercise that ability. We don't need another $200 billion war to get rid of one, you know, strong-armed dictator. It's a whole lot easier to have some of the covert operatives do the job and then get it over with.
You are going to burn in hell, Mr. Robertson. You really are. Who would Jesus execute, right? Do you know, here's if I were Pat Robertson, I don't know, man. I mean, that's pretty. I realize that he doesn't go to the toilet without armed guards around him. He doesn't dare. But, you know, you threaten the life of someone who has been to, you know, Chavez was threatened by the Bush crime family and he survived it. You know, they tried to overthrow and execute him. When was it? A year ago? 2 years ago? Remember that little move? Remember that? That U.S. aircraft carrier? And it was an aircraft carrier or was it military? I don't know what the hell it was. Standing offshore, off the coast of Venezuela. Remember? So, Hugo Chavez has, he hangs out with Castro, man. He's able to stymie the Bush crime family, dude. I think Robertson better watch out. Robertson, you better be careful. What if Mr. Chavez says the same thing about you, only acts on it? What if he sends a team to Tidewater, Virginia to, kill you? Such a thing happens.
This Pat Robertson, a pissant. I mean, this guy is just unnerving. This is a man who charters a C-130 to go to, was it Nigeria? Allegedly on a mission to deliver food and medicines to people who desperately need it in that country. And what the pig actually was doing, it was a cover for him to get over there and get into those diamond mines and bring back the filthy lucre that he so obviously loves to roll around in. What a poisonous, poisonous thing that has happened to Christianity. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm not talking about the sermons, the four or five sermons that Jesus gave. Were there that many? Three? Four? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Ianity added onto his name. It's sick. It's perverse. It's a murderous, murderous religion. Always has been, always will be. It destroys societies, civilizations, indigenous peoples. It butchers in the name of God. It kills, it strings up, executes, beheads. And they talk about Islam? I think it's a safe bet to say that in the name of Christ, more people have been butchered on this planet in the past 20 centuries than in the name of any other ideology, religious, political, economic, social, spiritual, extraterrestrial, that more societies, peoples, civilizations, populations have been butchered, eliminated, murdered, killed, eviscerated, beheaded, blown to bits, pieces, children, old ladies, dogs, cats. It doesn't make any difference. By so-called Christians than any other group. So, you know, you people are emailing me and very pissed off at me tonight about my anti-Christian rant. All I can say to you is go to hell. How's that? Just very, very, very simply, go to hell. The Christian religion, as it is, as it has been formulated and propagated and propounded and drilled down people's throats for the past 2,000 years, has been an abomination. And has had nothing to do with the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Zero. And if you're a member of a mega church, shame on you. Shame on you! Wallowing around in your luxury, excess, you're disgusting. Now, Jesus would probably come up to you and say, look, there's a better way to do this. I say, go to hell. It's vile. It's just so bad. It's just so rotten and bad. I'm getting emails tonight, people saying, you know, don't talk about Christianity like that. And again, my answer to you is go to hell. I will talk about this ugliness any way I see that I choose to do it. Until such time as Air America says you're out of here. Trust me on that one. So your emails are worthless in that regard. Absolutely useless. All right. Billy is calling in from our affiliate in Phoenix, Arizona, KXXT. They're a man in Crawford down there. Hey, Billy, welcome to the program. Are you calling from Crawford, Texas again?
Actually, I'm back in Phoenix now. I just got back yesterday, last night.
All right. Well, what kind of an update have you got for us?
Well, we had a really upset... Well, first, we had a great weekend. Steve Earle performed on Saturday and Joan Baez on Sunday. But on Monday morning, we were reading through the headlines, and on CNN, they reported that there were only a dozen anti-war supporters out there. And to clarify, there were 166 dozen, or 2,000 people, on Sunday alone.
You're talking about pro-peace people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You know what I've decided? You know what I've decided, Billy? I just can't stand the term anti-war anymore. I've got to use the term pro-peace.
The pro-peace.
Pro-peace, yeah.
Pro-peace,
you got to stand for something. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
And I think all of us who understand what this pig has done, this Bush crime family has done, understand that it's not a question of being anti-war. It's a question of being pro-peace. So no correction. I mean, you use whatever language you want, but to me it's pro-peace. Okay?
No, I like that. I'm going to start using that myself.
Yeah. All right, good. Pass it on.
We'll do that. As a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll add that to our audio blog that we've got set up. We actually have a person that's there on site that's going to be calling in daily to give us the updates, so that way we can always get the truth since we're not getting it from anyplace else.
That's the truth. Well, so tell me what's the attitude down there? There's another caravan of these pasty faced white people coming down there wanting more death and destruction as long as it's not their kids or any more of their kids in Iraq, right?
That's correct, and the people at Camp Casey are going to welcome them with open arms, because with them they bring the press.
Uh huh.
And with that helps get the word out. And hopefully they can save some more lives.
Well, that's a good idea. You know, I wish I were that elevated. I've said that before many times in this program. I got a bunch of emails when it became apparent that Cindy Sheehan was going to make her stand in Crawford, Texas. A lot of emails said, Mike, you got to go down there. And my response was, no way in hell. What we need down there are people like Cindy Sheehan, like the Veterans for Peace, like the Gold Star Mothers for Peace. That's the people who have a compassion and understanding and the ability to embrace all this negativity and just let it, you know, neutralize it. And probably people like you. If I were to go down there, you know, the first one of these rat bastards that came up to me and started to mock what I was doing, I would tend to leap on them and, you know, try to rip their head off. So it's a good thing that I just don't do that. I'm not capable of that sort of centeredness. You understand what I'm saying, Billy?
I do. And to be honest, I didn't think I could ever feel this way. And I went down there because Cindy couldn't be because of her situation.
Hey, you want to hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, hold on a second. I got to do a commercial here. Hold on. You know how that goes. Just stay there. We'll come back and talk with Billy from KXXT, one of the producers for that radio station, who was in Crawford for giving reports. I've heard him on Randy Rhoads' show, I believe. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recovering neocons, our arms are open to you. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why, doctor.